ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا. وقال تعالى: وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله عز وجل فيها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, in the Quran Kareem and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find the day of Qiyamah being mentioned many, many times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the day of Qiyamah in the Quran Kareem in different places and with different names. The day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it with various names. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as Yawmuddin, the day of recompense. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the day of Qiyamah as Yawmul Hisab, the day of accountability. Sometimes the day of Qiyamah is referred to as Yawmul Jaza, the day when a person will be rewarded. And amongst the many names of the day of Qiyamah, one name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given is Yawmul Hasra, the day of great regret. So firstly, the muhaddithin mentioned that perhaps one reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given many names for the day of Qiyamah, then perhaps this refers to the different stages during the day of Qiyamah. That sometimes it will be a stage of reward, sometimes it will be a time of loss and gain. One name is Taghabun, the day of loss. So this refers to the different stages of this day of Qiyamah, because obviously we all are aware that the day of Qiyamah is a very lengthy day indeed. And secondly, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to the day of Qiyamah as the Yawmul Hasra, the day of regret. In a verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says that warn them of the day of great regret, when the matter will be decided. In other words, it will be decided who will be sent to Jannah and who will be sent to Jahannam. So, what is this regret that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about that will be experienced by people on the day of Qiyamah? So, if a person looks at the Ahadith and the Quran Kareem, then he will understand that there are about three classes of people, three different groups and categories of people, and they will all experience some form of regret. One, the regret that will be experienced by the people of Kufr, those who did not bring Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naturally, this will be the greatest form of regret. The second class of people that will be experiencing remorse and regret on the day of Qiyamah will be those people who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spent their life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though they passed away with Iman. So they will also regret their disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third class of people who will also experience hasra and regret will be the people of Jannat, the people of Ta'at, the people who obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be ushered into Jannah. Yet, even them, even this class of people, they will also experience some regret, as we will understand later. Nevertheless, in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in many places of the regret of the first class of people, that those people who pass away without Iman, those people who pass away without this bounty of Iman, then as was mentioned, their regret will be the greatest. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Idanti hadith, إِذَا دَخَرَ أَهْلُ جَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَهْلُ النَّارِ النَّارِ. When the people of Jannah have taken their places in Jannah, and the people of Jahannam have been ushered into their abodes in Jahannam, then يُجَاءُ بِالْمَوْتِ كَأَنَّهُ كَبْشٌ أَمْلَحٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command that maut, death, will be brought before them. And obviously death is not something tangible. It has no form. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-powerful and almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a form to death. And maut will appear in the form of a ram, a sheep. فَيُوقَفُ بَيْنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. This ram will be made to appear before the people of Jannah and Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the people of Jannah, يَا أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ هَلْ تَعْرِفُونَ هَذَا. That, do you know what this is? They will lift their heads up. فَيَشْرَئِبُّونَ فَيَنْظُرُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ. They will raise their heads. They will look up and they will see this ram. And they will say, yes, this is maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will in a similar manner address the people of Jahannam. That, يَا أَهْلَ النَّارِ. Do you all know what this is? They will raise their heads from the punishment and torment that they are experiencing. And they will look up and they will see. And they will say, yes, we know what this is maut, this is death. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command that this ram be slaughtered to signify, to show that now there will be no death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will thereafter address the people of Jannah, Ya ahlal Jannah, khuludun wa la maut. That, O people of Jannah, now there is eternity and there will never be death. In other words, there is eternal enjoyment, eternal bliss. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the people of Jahannam in a similar manner, that Ya ahl al-Nar khuludun wa la maut. That now there is eternal torment, eternal punishment, eternal misery and pain, and there will be no death to relieve you of this pain also. Obviously, one can well imagine the regret that will envelop the people of Jahannam. In the hadith, in one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that they will be covered by such hasra and regret that if a person were to be able to pass away and they will, out of this regret, they will actually fall unconscious. And the hadith mentions that if a person could die out of falling unconscious, then these people would have died. In other words, they would have died out of misery and they would have died in that regret. So this is the greatest amount of regret that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have warned regarding that on the day of Qiyamah, those people who do not have this bounty of Iman, then they will experience the greatest amount of regret and remorse. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of another form of regret that will also be experienced by people, but not people of kufr, but people of Iman, and not people who have entered Jahannam, but people who have gone straight into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak of regret and remorse that these people also will experience. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِيهَا. That once the people of Jannah have entered Jannah, then there will be no regrets, there will be no remorse, there will only be happiness and enjoyment. But before their entry into Jannah, there will be a moment of regret. They will also experience regret. Even though they know that they are about to be ushered into Jannah, they are about to be entered and blessed with the gifts and the bounties of Jannah, but they will also experience some regret. What will be their regret? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that they will regret that moment that passed in this world wherein they were not in the active remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they were not actively involved in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be a great form of regret for them. In other words, let alone the time spent in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking of the time that was spent in ghaflat, in futility, without disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that this will also be a regret for the people of Jannah. That moment, or in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, ma jalasa qawmun majlisan lam yadhkuru Allah fihi wa lam yusallu ala nabiyyihim illa kana alayhim tiratan. That sometimes a group of people came together and in this entire gathering there was no mention of Allah, there was no mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this gathering also will be a source of regret for them on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, they will regret the amount of time they could have spent in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the recitation of Quran, in attending the gatherings of dhikr. This will also be a regret for them on the day of Qiyamah. We all know that we are now in a holiday period, a time when people generally have lots of free time. And we all know what happens when a person is free. Then Shaitan begins to occupy him in all sorts of wrong and all sorts of futility. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, اقرأوا سورة البقرة فإن أخذها بركة وتركها حسرة ولا يستطيعها البطل. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, identity hadith is a part of the hadith. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging and imploring you and I to read the Quran and to use our time in the recitation of the Quran, in the studying of the Quran, in understanding the words of the Quran and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nevertheless, in one part of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes special mention of a surah in the Quran, the surah Baqarah, the second surah, the second chapter of the Quran in Kareem. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that اقرأوا سورة البقرة, recite the surah Baqarah, فإن أخذها بركة, because holding on to this surah, in other words, recitation, continuous recitation of the surah, practicing on it, this is a form of barakah for a person. And it is the experience also of people, obviously based on these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the surah is recited in a person's home, in a person's business, then this is also a form of barakah for a person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends special barakah to this home, and it is a means of protection also. Nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا, and leaving it, abandoning the surah, neglecting the recitation of the surah, this is also a form of regret. A person will regret also on the day of Qiyamah that he had not spent his time in the recitation of this surah or any other verse of the Quran Kareem, any other ayat of the Quran Kareem. And to complete the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَ, that the people of batil, the people of falsehood, they will never be able to recite this surah of the Quran. They will never be able to draw the power and the ability. They will never be given the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ability to recite the surah. And one meaning of this hadith also is that if a person recites this, then as was mentioned, this is a form of protection for a person, protection for his home and family, and the people of batil, the people involved in black magic, for example, then they will never be able to overpower this protection that a person has secured for himself by reciting these verses of the Quran. So nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that even the people of Jannah, the people who will be entering into Jannah, they will also experience regret for the time that they spent and they were not involved in the active remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, the third class of people who will also experience regret on the day of Qiyamah will be those people of Iman, those mu'mineen, the Ahlul Ma'asiyat, They had spent their time in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They flouted the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then this will also be a massive regret for these people on the day of Qiyamah. In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لَا يَدْخُرُ الْجَنَّةَ أَحَدْ إِلَّا أُرِيَ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ لَوْ أَسَاءَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that every person who will enter Jannah, every person who will enter Jannah will be shown his abode in Jahannam. In other words, he will be shown what would have been his abode in Jahannam if he had disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why this will happen? لِيَزْدَادَ شُكْرًا, so that his heart will increase in gratitude and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving him the bounty of entering him into Jannah. And on the same note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لَا يَدْخُلُ النَّارَ أَحَدْ إِلَّا أُرِيَ مَقَعْدَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ لَوْ أَحْسَنْ. That every person who will enter Jahannam, every person who will be made to enter the fire of Jahannam, he will first be shown what would have been his place in Jannah if he had obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he had spent his time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this would have been his home. This would have been the enjoyments of Jannah that he would have had. And this will now be a source of hasra. لِيَكُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ hasra. This will be a form of great regret for him, that if only I had obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. The crux and summary of this ayat. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. The crux of these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that when a person will be about to pass away and his soul about to leave his body, or in another verse of the Quran, after a person has passed on and left this world on the day of Qiyamah, when he will see what his destiny is, and he will see that he is now being forced into Jahannam, then this regret will overpower his heart, and he will call out and say that, O Allah, please allow me to return to this world. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا, so that I will be able to change my a'mal, and instead of disobeying Allah, maybe I will spend some time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will do some good. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كَلَّا, this will never happen. This is just some words that he is saying. Beyond this, there will never be any retribution. Beyond this, there will never be any chance for him to return to this world. Whatever has happened, and the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is final. A person can never take this time back. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save one and all from the hasra and the regret of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to spend our time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to avoid spending any time in futility, in things that are in vain also, let alone the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as was mentioned, even time that is spent not in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will also be a great form of regret on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.